النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira, issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifah.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, his select, his party, the case of his knowledge, his argument, his path, his light, his proof. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of Imam Hadi alayhi salam. In the beautiful dialogues of Imam Hadi alayhi salam, we find this conversation that Imam Hadi has with Dawood ibn Farqad al-Farisi. And in this conversation, it's interesting, one of the things that is brought up is this idea of what one should do if they come across traditions from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam that seem to be somewhat obscure. So here, Dawood ibn Farqad al-Farisi, he asked Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, we want to ask you about the knowledge, he's talking about traditions, transmitted to us, the people, from your fathers and grandfathers. And then he said, if there is some sort of contradiction in them, which we find, and if we find that there is a contradiction in them, what should we do in response? And so Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he replies, he says, if you are certain that it is our saying, our tradition, and you understand it, then you should act upon it. Otherwise, you should refer it to us. And so Imam al-Hadi ordered his followers to refer such traditions which seem to have contradictions in them, or are traditions that one cannot understand, refer them to the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Now, in the present day, this is something that is important, but alhamdulillah, by the grace and blessings of Allah, we have many religious scholars who have gone through the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and not just scholars in the present day, but we have scholars coming for over hundreds of years and centuries where they have gone through the traditions and have tried their best to understand the traditions and to filter out traditions which perhaps could have been fabricated. For there was an era in the history of Islam where traditions were fabricated. And so a very interesting conversation between Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam and Dawood bin Farqad al-Farisi, which helps us to understand and helps us to know what to do when we come across obscure traditions. Now, one last point, in the present day, these scholars, because they don't have direct access to the Imams, what they end up doing is that they try to compare and measure these kind of obscure traditions with the other traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi as-salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.